Alright.
Hanger. Clothespin, yeah.
How about some different types of shoes?
Flip-flops, bedroom slippers, high heels, pumps, spike tails, pointy toes, fuzzies.
What are fuzzies?
Just things you got on, except they got fuzz all over them instead of just around the border.
Type of bedroom shoe then? Fuzzies?
Yeah, that's what fuzzies you scoot around in.
Okay. How about men's shoes?
Men wear wingtips, tennis shoes, loafers, men or women. Bedroom slippers are bedroom slippers for a man. That's it. There's no.
Okay, can you name some hairstyles?
Men or women?
Start with women.
Well, some like to wear their hair in ponytails. Some like to wear it in buns. Some like to have page boys or shags or pigtails, ponytails, and
what about blacks?
Afros or the iron pressed look. That's afros. Really, all I associate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like to know what they call the short hairstyle they have, but I don't know what it'd be called. I'm really very neat and short. Now I don't know the word for it.
What about men's styles?
God, as far as calling them a name, well, crew cuts, they used to wear, those long-haired hippies. I don't think they name theirs as much as we do. I mean, they're either parted down the middle, or they're parted in the side, on the side, or it's too long, too short, if it's not a crew cut or bald-headed. That's the only ones I can think of.
What might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways who's not necessarily homosexual?
Very effeminate. That is not someone that's gay.
No.
It's just a sissy. Mm-hmm. Very effeminate. Sissy. See, it's a lot of terms. Not a lot, but I remember when we were growing up, there were candies and all those things. But that's been so long. I don't even remember what we're called. Used to say, really, very innocently meaning, he's a queer. Not knowing what a queer was, but that was trying to... No, that meant, and the whole time I was growing up, that queer did not mean a homosexual. Queer meant someone that wasn't acting normal.
Mm-hmm.
It was queer, you know, which is, I suppose, the reason what queer meant. But
would you use queer as a noun in that sense? He's a queer?
Yes, I'd use it as a noun. He's a queer. But it would be used as a noun. It could also be used as an adjective, mm-hmm. though. He's queer acting, meaning the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. He's different acting. He doesn't.
When did it start meaning homosexual?
When you become distorted with all these. I guess when I was like in my later years of high school.
Uh-huh.
I used to say, he's such a stud, meaning he's so good looking.
Mm.
And, you know, I never mm-hmm. thought I was a real stud, mm-hmm. you know. Until I was told to go look it up in the dictionary.
Any other terms for homosexual?
Oh, for homosexual.
Yeah, now we've changed.
Gays and fags and, of course, lesbians, dykes, butches.
Now you're talking about women, right?
You asked me about a homosexual.
Okay, first of all, you said gay and fag. Is that just for men?
That's everybody. If you're gay, you're gay, male or female.
Okay.
And I didn't know you wanted to break down. You do. General terms, I would say a homosexual, gay, fags. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now to break it down, I suppose men.